Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 30th. Just a quick broadcasting note, I will be a guest of Tyne Morgan on U.S. Farm Report over the weekend. Hope you'll tune in for that. The grains had a wild day here today. December corn down 33 and 3/4 cents at 494 and 3/4. September wheat down 16 and a half cents at 651. November beans up 77 and a half cents at 1343 and a quarter. Obviously, the acreage numbers were just astounding out here. Corn, 94.1 million acres, up 2 million from the March number. The beans, 83.5 million acres, down 4 million acres from the March report. Obviously, farmers planted a lot more corn with the good weather in April, and they took it right out of the beans. And some other places haven't quite figured out where it all came from. Winter wheat acres were down about 500,000 acres. Spring wheat was up about 500,000 acres, about 570 on the spring wheat. But overall, the all wheat number was 49.63 million acres. That was just down 225,000 acres from the March report. So, you know, the bean number is a game changer. When you plug in a 52 bushel yield, you could have carryouts, you know, 132 million, somewhere in that range for a quick estimate. If we shave just one bushel off this yield, we're down under 100 bushel carry, 100 million bushel carryout, which is way too low. So beans did what they should have done here today, and I think they still may be undervalued. I mean, this is a game-changing report, in my opinion. Now, are we going to get it another day of high prices? We'll have to see. July corn did make a new contract high. It missed a new contract high close by about a penny and a half, but an incredibly strong action out here. The July-November spread gave up 2 cents, which isn't bad considering what the reports were and how strong that spread's been. So, you know, overall, the wheat followed the corn down. I didn't see anything that bearish. The stocks numbers, the corn was down about 243 million under last year's number. That's a pretty good drop from last year. The beans were down about 172 from last year, and the wheat was down about 118 from last year. Corn number, 4,106,000,000. Soybeans, 796,000,000. And the wheat, 580,000,000. So it wasn't the stocks numbers that was obviously the mover and shaker out here. It was the bean number. And with the lower stocks and everything else, we have an incredibly tight bean market ahead of us. Suffice it to say, we've got to have phenomenal weather in order to keep this thing from getting out of hand. The rains that fell over yesterday and today, they helped some of the areas in corn. I heard from two farmers who said that even though the radar showed a lot of rain by them, they didn't get a drop. It was all evaporating before it hit the ground. There was rain that did some good out here, but it was partially offset by the derecho winds that went through Iowa and Illinois yesterday. Now, Ken Ferry says, most of you know who Ken Ferry is, the agronomist out of Illinois. He said that the early planted corn was getting into pollination, and those derecho winds will do a fair amount of damage to those early planted acres of corn. So, you know, the bottom line is farmers got in the ground in April, planted a lot more corn at the expense of beans, and now we got to figure this out. I don't think corn will go too much lower in here now that bean prices stay as high as they are. The oil was limit up here today. It was up another 65, 80 points over limit in the July contract without the limits. So I'd expect July oil to be up again on Sunday night. But we'll see what the crop progress report has to say about the condition of the crops with the rains and the winds out here. But for the time being now, this isn't necessarily a a weather game. The weather is still really important. But this acreage number, particularly in the beans, is a game changer. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.